From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The top suspect linked to the November 13th terror attacks in France has been arrested in Belgium. Salah Abdeslam was arrested by Belgian police during a raid today in Brussels. VOA's Jamie Detmer has more on why Belgium and European investigators have been searching for him.
He was a young man who slipped across back into Belgium on the night of the attacks as they were being carried out shortly after, and has been on the run ever since.
News reports from the region now confirm a total of three suspects in custody. European Union leaders approved a revised deal with Turkey today to curb the unprecedented influx of migrants into Europe. Lisa Brandt reports from Paris.
On the table is a revised plan agreed to by European Union leaders that would see Ankara take back those without legal papers who reach Greece from Turkish shores. It also foresees a one-for-one swap of Syrian asylum seekers between Turkey and the EU. Turkey would get more EU financial aid for coping with the migrants, visa-free travel for its citizens, and accelerated EU membership talks. Greek authorities say they fear a rush of asylum seekers to the country before any deal comes into force. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
North Korea has test-fired two medium-range ballistic missiles, defying United Nations resolutions prohibiting it from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. South Korean officials say at least one crashed off the North's east coast, and a second one disappeared from radar and is presumed to have exploded in flight. Both are believed to be Rodong missiles capable of reaching Japan. The launches are a violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. This is VOA News. Mohammed Jamal Qais, a 26-year-old American who said he defected from the Islamic State group, has admitted he wasn't thinking straight when he joined the militant group in the Middle East this year. He says he made a bad decision to go to Mosul with a girl. VOA journalist Sirwan Kajo spoke with the Qais family and says interviews with the defected fighter revealed disillusionment with the militant group.
Basically saying and reiterating what U.S. officials and Western officials have been saying about ISIS and its atrocities and its everything that ISIS does on the ground. Mohammed, basically as a former ISIS member, told what the situation it is on the ground.
Meantime, a federal judge has ruled another American, Mufid Elfghi, will spend up to 22 and a half years in prison for trying to recruit terrorist fighters and raise funds for the Islamic State. The World Health Organization reports an outbreak of yellow fever in the capital of Angola has now spread to seven provinces, as well as the Democratic Republic of Congo and Kenya. The WHO is calling for a large-scale vaccination campaign, as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the number of confirmed deaths from yellow fever in Angola now stands at 146, with 885 suspected cases. The UN agency says outbreaks of yellow fever in an urban setting are generally more dangerous and difficult to contain because the disease can spread easily from one person to another. It says a largely unvaccinated population that is bitten by infected mosquitoes can trigger an epidemic. Vaccination is the most important preventive measure against yellow fever. The mosquito that transmits yellow fever is the same one responsible for the Zika virus, dengue fever, and chikungunya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama's trip to Cuba is being anticipated by many as an historic chance to thaw relations with the island nation. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the president will arrive in Cuba with high hopes for the new regulatory reforms in place.
We believe that engagement, including greater trade, travel, and ties between Americans and Cubans, is the best way to help create opportunity and spur progress for the Cuban people. And that's why, as part of his visit, the president will meet with civil society leaders, including human rights activists, who give voice to the aspirations of the Cuban people.
Mr. Obama's three-day visit to Cuba will make him the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba in nearly 90 years. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.